whirlwind stop in Addis is jam-packed with meetings. She has scheduled talks with Great Lakes leaders, including Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni, Rwanda's President Paul Kagame, Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza, and Democratic Republic of Congo Foreign Minister Antipas Mbusa Mnyamwisi. These talks will focus on existing security mechanisms to deal with what are called negative forces in Africa's Great Lakes region. Those mechanisms include a comprehensive strategy to counter and possibly disarm insurgents from Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, and the DRC that operate in vast, lawless stretches of the Congo. Veteran Africa watcher Gerard Prunier of France's National Council for Scientific Research calls the meeting a courageous attempt at picking up the pieces left over from the extensive fighting in Central Africa from 1998 to 2002. But he says any attempt to tame insurgent groups is short-sighted.
Nobody has the military capacity to do it unless there is a full-scale military offensive. And the only people who could do that would be not the Congolese army, which doesn't have the capacity, but the United Nations. And the United Nations is in a very delicate position undertaking a military offensive. So I'm afraid that this will largely remain at the talking level.
Secretary of State Rice's schedule had included talks with Somalia's President Abdullahi Yusuf and the country's newly named Prime Minister Nur Hassan Hussein. The meeting will go on without Mr. Yusuf. He canceled at the last minute, citing illness. Later in the day, Rice meets Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir before attending a dinner hosted by Ethiopia's Prime Minister Meles Zenawi. In her talks with President Bashir, the Secretary of State is expected to push for a renewed Sudanese commitment to the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement that ended a 21-year war with southern rebels. Some view the CPA as a possible model for ending the conflict in Darfur. But analyst Gerard Prunier questions President Bashir's commitment to the Comprehensive Peace Agreement.
If the parties were loyal and in good faith in carrying out the provisions of the CPA, there wouldn't be too much of a problem. The problem is that the Khartoum government is not serious in applying it. As the saying goes, you can take a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink. The horse has been taken to the water. The problem is he doesn't want to drink.
State Department officials have been busy downplaying expectations for the visit, and the cancellation of Somalia's President Yusuf makes it less likely there will be substantive talks on that country's shaky political reconciliation process. Secretary of State Rice's talks with Ethiopia's Prime Minister Meles are expected to touch on Somalia, where Ethiopian troops are bogged down battling Islamic extremists trying to oust Somalia's transitional federal government. Rice and the Ethiopian leader will also discuss renewed tensions with neighboring Eritrea, but there will be no Eritrean representative at the meeting. A commission charged with settling their bitter border dispute closed down last week, leaving unresolved the critical question of where boundary markers should be placed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.